The song, we are singing the song. Bhajahure mana Sri Nandanandan Abhaya Charanara Vindare. So this song we are discussing. Dulabh manava janam sa sange tarahue bhava sindhure. So dulabh manava janam satsange. It's a very difficult to get the human life. Very rare. Human life is very rare. And in that also it is more than that rare is to get the association of devotees. So somehow we should utilize it. Tarahe bhavasindhure. We must utilize this wonderful opportunity to cross over this ocean of birth and death. And then only it will be possible for us to release the nectar for which we are always anxious. Unless and until we don't understand that what is the association, we can never progress further in the devotional service. We can never alone do bhakti. Bhakti cannot be done alone. It's very difficult, particularly in this age of Kali. Because Maya is so powerful that you may have, like you all are here having nice Krishna Katha, nice bhajans, nice kirtans, nice prasadam, nice understanding, you know, nice atmosphere of dham. So you all feel so charged up, spiritually charged up, isn't it? You can find the change. So, but you know, as soon as you go back, and 1 week you can see the change in your heart.
One day.
This is the value of association of Maya. So therefore, because why is it like this, you know, why is it that so strong spiritual potency we lose very soon? Why? Because from the millions of lifetimes we have been conditioned to live in that way. So little awakening is taking place in our heart, little love is developing in our heart for Krishna, but if we are not careful enough, then very soon Maya will remove that and will take its place again. So how to protect ourselves in such circumstance? How to protect, you know, how to maintain this mood, what we are carrying from this Vrindavan Dham, from this camp? How to protect? How? So that should be our biggest question now, you know. Like suppose some of you get top rank in your class. What will your next goal? How to maintain it? Because next person will also try his best to knock you down, isn't it? So similarly, now you are spiritually potent, you know, and when you go back, then Maya will put more effort to put you down. And then, if we are not protected in the association of the Vaishnavas, association of devotees, then very soon we will lose this test, what we are getting here. So that's why this topic is very, very relevant. Like we have so many examples in our history, in the scriptures, the power of association. The moment association with a saintly person can change one's life. Like there is an example, the recent Chaitanya Charitamrita, sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga, koi, lav matra sadhu sanga, sarvasiddhi hoy. So, if we want to maintain, intensify our devotion, we have to be in the association of devotees. But unfortunately, like there is an example of Mrigari, you know, Mrigari hunter. Next time we can perform this drama also. Valmiki is the example, you know. So this association is so powerful. So when you go back, you know, we have to come under this shelter of association of devotees. We have to create, and we have to practice, make it a priority in our life, that we have to continue this devotional service. Because there is no other goal in our life. There is no other goal. This is the real goal of life. There are so many temporary goals. But what is the ultimate goal we want to achieve from this life? What can we take from this life at the time of death? Like there was one story of Mahamurkha. We performed that drama. You all were there? In your, some of you were there. Saurav participated. He was Mahamurkha. So in that drama we performed that when king was dying, he was not having anything to take. He was having everything, but he cannot take anything with him. He was not knowing where he is going, who will receive him there. And then what types of people will be there. So he was completely unknown of his future at the time of death. And at the same time, he is leaving the people who are very near and dear ones. It's very difficult. Suppose when we go 1 week away from our home, how much people feel pain in their heart. So much pain. So unless we don't develop taste for Krishna, at the time of death there is intense pain we have to bear. If we have not developed the attachment to Krishna in this lifetime, then at the time of death we have to feel this intense pain. What is that pain? One fear is that we are going to lose what we had. And another fear is that where are we going, that we don't know. But when we practice Krishna consciousness, we successfully we do it, then at the time of death we are ecstatic, happy, because we know where are we going and we know what are we leaving. Just like that Bharat Maharaj, when he left kingdom, he left it just like a stool. When we go in the bathroom, we are feeling pressure, we leave the stool, we feel so much relaxed, you know. So like that. So at the time of death, when we are perfecting our Krishna consciousness, at the time of death, all these worldly attachments will leave just like a stool. We'll be very relieved. Oh, now peacefully I can go from this world. This world is so miserable and I can go enter into the kingdom of God. So that death you compare and the death of the karmi people who are materialistically doing sinful activity throughout their lives. So we have to maintain this mood, we have to perfect this life. That's why we have to be very careful, and particularly in your student life, how we have the most important questions comes in our mind when you go back to your college, that should I study or do Krishna consciousness? Isn't it?
How to make balance
of it? Or which to give preference in our life? Isn't it? That is the first question comes when you go back. Whether should I study or do Krishna consciousness? Like Prabhuji was asking question. What is your name, Prabhuji? Forgot. Manish Prabhu. That I have this habit of studying a lot. So I chant. It's very difficult for me to chant 16 rounds. So I told that no problem. You study and you chant 8 rounds only. No problem. So we have to understand that what should be our priority. So very difficult, like that for in the student life, because life is free, with nobody is there to monitor us. So we wake up late, and if somebody says you wake up early and chant your rounds, attend Mangal Arati, all these things, so it's, what is this, so many restrictions you are putting. You are living the carefree life, and now you are coming and putting these many things. Like that, today morning some of you came for Mangal Arati. Of course, it is not easy, austerity. But that austerity is for better purpose, you know. Like, suppose you have a suitcase filled with gold. That suitcase will be very heavy, you know. But still, you carry it and take it to your home. Very difficult to carry it. Somehow. But you will not leave it. Will you leave it? No. Why? Why will not leave it?
You know it's precious.
You know, because when you go home and you open it,
you will
become a rich person. So similarly, this is the burden of love. what burden are we carrying with on our back is a burden of love. And we know that when we reach to the destination, there is eternal bliss, everlasting bliss, which is waiting for all of us. One lifetime austerity. It's not also austerity. Initially it's austerity. Krishna says that mode of goodness is poison at the beginning, but nectar at the end. So very soon you will start releasing the nectar. It's for few years this is the austerity. Few years, 3 or 4 years, maximum 5 years. And then you will start, once you start releasing the taste, then it's very easy, it becomes very easy. It becomes a way of life. So, that is the burden which is going to give us the highest result. That burden we should be ready to take it up. So that's what we should be ready for that. So people generally, there are two duties in our life, spiritual duties and material duties. And now, which is more important, spiritual duty or material duties? Spiritual duties. How many of you are agreeing? All of you. Why?
Because it is eternal.
Because it is eternal. The material responsibilities, material duties are associated with this material body. And this material body, how long it is going to be with us? 50 years, 60 years maximum. We don't know that also. How many of us can tell that we are going to live for another 60 years? None of us can claim. We don't know. Any moment death can come and take us, take everything from us. And we cannot do anything. We cannot say, no, come next time. Like Kailas and Naradmuni. You cannot say. So that's why material duties means the relationship with this body itself, and there are so many other things associated with which we do for this body. That is material duties. And a spiritual duty is which we should do to take care, care for our eternal spiritual life. That is the spirit soul, life of the spirit soul. So because that is called, we should look always for the long term, not for the short term. Like in business also this thing, long term goal, not short term. Those who are making long term goal, they are called intelligent. So short term goal we should not make. So that's why we have to be very careful that our spiritual duty we have to give preference in our life. There is no doubt about that. The Krishna consciousness should be given more preference in our life. Of course, we cannot neglect our material duties, but at the same time, we have to give preference to our spiritual activities. Why? There are four reasons I am going to explain. Four reasons I will explain one by one. Very, very relevant to all of you. First, we have to always understand that death can come at any moment. Like you saw Kailas drama. Kailas was postponing, giving the material duties preference. And then one day, he died. So, death can come at any time. And then, usually, now we can, when we are discussing, we can remember that death can come at any time. But it's very difficult to remember it when we go back. Because the illusion is so strong that there is so much propaganda is there. Like you can go and the market, the billboards are there in the city. Yeah. You know, there is so much advertisement is going on. Radio, television, newspapers, internet, it's complete net. It is made the bigger net for us. Once somebody is caught in this, he has gone. So like that. So, you can see that these scientific methods are more technology is coming, we forget the God, yeah, and reality of life. The scientific advancements are making us forget the reality of life. And now you can see the so many things we are using around us, so many things, so much technology. Like one boy was asked that from where you get the rice. He told from grocery shop. But actually grocery shop cannot give us rice. Rice is produced in the farm, isn't it? But the people don't know that which type of crop is produced the rice. Well, far away from reality. They are getting the milk from the dairy farm. They are getting the rice from the grocery shop. They are getting all the needs in their life from the nearby artificial arrangements. So they forget what is the reality, from where it is coming. And because of that, they forget the nature, reality, nature. So similarly, you can see, like, you know, earlier days there was somebody will die, and they will take them to the crematorial ground, and in front of everybody, they will burn the body. It will take some time, isn't it? And everybody has to see. They cannot live unless it is burnt completely. Like when I saw that my mother departed in 2000, I was there. I could see that how the body is getting burnt. The same material body is so affectionate for us. How it is getting burnt? The part of the body which is most attractive, that burns first. That is the skin. You can see skin burns first. And then hairs. Hairs within a fraction of second finish. So from that, when the people observe that, then they understand the reality of life. But nowadays, what is happening? There is electric machine. Go put within 2 seconds. Yes. So by this technology, we forget the reality. Like that, there are so many problems, and this is making us forget the reality of life. The scientists are spreading. So this is one of the reason that it makes us forget that one day we are going to die. So many the flash are being shown to in front of our eyes. You enjoy this, you enjoy this, you enjoy this, you enjoy this, you enjoy this. You go to the market, just see. More than the things in the shop, there is light. Lightings are more than the what they are selling. Mirror is like one person was telling that in his apartment people complain that your lift is going very slow. You know, you change your lift. So then he went to one person, he asked, what can I do? He gave one idea. What you do now? You put one mirror in your lift. You know, people will not complain. So he said, mirror, why you are telling? You put then. And then once you put the mirror inside, no, nobody complained. You know why? They'll be seeing their faces in the mirror. By the time it will reach. So like that, it is making us forget the reality. The illusion is making us forget the reality. That the beautiful faces which we are looking for around, that beautiful faces are going to become just like grape, the dry fruit. You have seen dry fruits. Kismis. How it looks later? So similarly, these beautiful faces are going to become like that. But by application of the cosmetics and this and that and so many things, the Maya is attracting us from so many directions. And once we are caught, then the real face comes out of it. And by the time we realize, it's too late. So this drama we are going to perform, I would like to discuss because it's a very important subject, the liquid beauty. Although we could not perform the drama, but I will just discuss it in brief. This drama says that there is one lady, girl, Sanjeevani, and one boy is getting attracted to her. So she told that, okay, you can meet me, you come up next week. That girl is very pious, good, maybe she may be devotee girl. So then what she did, she took the purgatives. If you take purgatives, then all things in your body will come out. And she did not take food whole week. So then she became, what was the beauty, what happened to the beautiful face? Dry. And then next Monday all the stool and all these ingredients, whatever came out of his body, her body, she kept in one vessel. And then next Monday that person came and then he knocked the door, then she opened the door and then he asked, where is Sanjeevani? The same lady is opening the door, but he could not identify. Then she told that, I am the Sanjeevani. She told, no, where is that beautiful lady? I am looking for that beautiful lady. Please don't joke with me. I am eager to see her. I am eager to see that beauty. So she said, oh, okay, you want to see? I am the Sanjeevani, but I think you don't want Sanjeevani, you want the beauty of Sanjeevani. So I have kept that beauty reserved for you. You want to see? Yes, yes, I want to see. I want to see that beautiful face. So, okay, please come. And then she opened the cover, removed the cover, and then, this is my beauty. The stool, the all the feet, the kapha, whatever was there. This is the beauty. So what beauty you perceive in this material world is like time. Time means, T means temporary. I means illusory. M means miserable. And E means everything else.
I means
illusory. Temporary beauty. Liquid beauty. It is called skin deep beauty. Skin deep beauty. Brahmaji is so expert in packaging that he sells the more useless products with maximum cost of our whole life. What is the value of this skin if you sell in market? How much will it cost? How much? 2 rupees, 3 rupees? Nobody will give that also. And with this skin, what is packing? Blood, flesh, bones, stool, bile, urine. Isn't it? How much will you get by selling this? Maybe you can get 2-3 slabs. So, this beauty is attracting us so much that we are ready to give up our whole life for this. So this is called time. Temporary, illusory and miserable and everything else. So how it is dangerous, you know, when at your age if you get attracted to the beautiful faces, like so many of you have this danger around you. Like nowadays the modern education system, co-education system, they say equal rights for everybody. So keeping butter and fire together, butter is going to melt. It cannot remain silent, strong. It cannot remain strong. It has to melt. So that's what is happening. So how to protect ourselves? And what are the dangers available, you know? When in your, like I went to Pune, you know, and that boy, one boy came from one engineering college and first day came to our festival program. Every Saturday 400 boys comes from various colleges to our program, attending program. So that boy asked me, what do you think, sir? Actually, you know, I wanted to reveal my heart to you. I told, yes, please reveal me. So he told, you know, I love someone, and then you know, I love someone, actually, but I don't know whether he loves me or not. I thought, he means maybe some his friends or his friends, boyfriend is talking about. Then I also, no, see, if you love someone, it should be, if it is selfless love, then no. Yes, yes, I have selfless love. Then what later on he was telling that, then I came to know later on that he was talking about girlfriend. He told, see, I don't have any intention to enjoy, just for friend purpose. I told, friend purpose. I told that you are not able to understand, your mind is tricking you. You are in first year and you are thinking this way, Now this is the time to make your career. This is not the time to enjoy the women. That's why your degree is called bachelor. Bachelor of engineering or bachelor of technology. Bachelor means what? Unmarried. So why did put bachelor? Because we have to be bachelor during that time. So you all should understand this point, that at this moment if you are getting attracted with a false beauty, of course the Vedic scripture doesn't say you should not get married. You can get married and then at the proper time, and then you can have the wife, children, other things. But that should happen at the proper time and at the proper moment, appropriate time. Not that any moment, anything I can do, I am free to do it. Oh yes, you are free in your college, nobody is there to monitor. But what is your responsibility as a student? You have come to engineering college, I told him, you have come to engineering college to study, not to make love. And what will you live about the Krishna consciousness? What will your parents think? What expectations they have from you and what are you doing? So then, but still, it's very dangerous. Once we are getting trapped into it, it says the eight things we lose. Eight things. What is that? It is called be simple. Be simple. What is be simple? B means bank balance. Girls are attracted to a person only out of their bank balance. If you have money, girls are attracted. And once you lose your money, finish, you are also finished. We lose our money, pocket money, and then we steal from the parents, we go home, we steal. People, boys do, those were in your face, one boy was there, he will, in my college time, he will be giving parties, they will go to the hotels, they will do parties, everything. So they will spend money like anything, because they are not earning, they don't know value of money. So bank balance will lose. E means education. Education. Once you are trapped into this illusion, this attraction, it's very difficult to concentrate on your studies. Your mind will always, this attraction is so strong that mind will always be thinking, oh, this. You take the page, you will see the face. Because this attraction is so strong. This attraction, because of this attraction only, the whole world is running. So you lose education. One boy was there, you know, he was topper in his class, one devotee was telling. And then, because he was topper, one girl approached him. And then that girl, so then it's very nice now. So he used to help her. And then after, during helping her, he involved in so much helping that he forgot to study himself. And then what happened? Next exam, that girl came top. And this boy came down. And then after some time, some other boy got at top. And then that girl that boy. So he lost his education also. And he lost girlfriend also. So that is the nature of this attraction. So B. Yeah. Education bhi jati rehti hai. Ek baar education chali jaye to fir nahi aayegi. Aurat to aati jayegi rahegi, saurat bhi aati jati rahegi, par education nahi aayegi aur jayegi. Ek baar chali gayi, time bit gaya to gone. You cannot go and get admitted again in your engineering college. Isn't it?
फिर हमें क्या करना चाहिए मतलब
स्टिल देर आर सिक्स थिंग्स वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस ओनली टू थिंग्स स्टिल सिंपल नाउ वी हैव डिस्कस्ड ओनली बी सिंपल इज देर keep little pieces we discuss that also and then simples s means soul you are going to lose your soul the soul more we indulge in opposite sex soul activity more we are on the bodily platform we forget the reality we forget the soul that we are a spirit soul we try to enjoy with this body we are attracted to the false beauty of the body and that's why we are in the bodily consciousness and then we forget that we have to go back to Godhead and then O means see, I means intelligence right intelligence is it is said that the semen what semen is there Siemens may creates our brain cells. More once one loses the semen, that much he becomes his memory reduces, his recollection power reduces, his concentration reduces. That's why you can see nowadays. Earlier these people were Shruti Dharaj. They will just hear and remember. Nowadays people have digital diaries, mobile phones, so many things. Laptop, so many things, gadgets to remember. Still, they cannot remember. Even they forget to put that number in the cell phone. Oh, I could not enter your number in my cell phone. So like that. So intelligence, the power. You know, just you control your senses and then practice this Krishna consciousness, and then you see how fixed you are. Your memory will become sharp. Your intelligence will become. You will be very fixed up. Anything you can decide, what is good, what is bad. I was talking about this power of distinction and power of determination. When I was talking the power of habits, so both things will come when we are practicing the life of celibacy. That power comes. The intelligence comes, and with that, you can see a person who is indulged in this. Opposite sex attraction, what is his condition? You can see. Such persons can never excel in their exam studies. There is the proof. So many. Like that. Yes.
Prabhuji, like, I want to add something. I was hearing one lecture by Radheshyam Prabhu, ISKCON Pune president. He told that the semen, it is a vital fluid and 40 droplets of blood.
Yes.
One droplet
yeah.
of semen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And he also quoted a modern doctor, Dr. Nikolai. So Dr. Nikolai was saying that by losing semen, we lose our physical strength, manly behavior, and we become effeminate like girls. And also he was saying that despite losing all these things, lustre, intelligence, memory, manly behavior, we also lose many intangible things like confidence, sincerity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Concentration. Very much. So it is very, very important.
Confidence, we lose confidence. Self-esteem we lose. Self-respect we lose. People will degrade in their own eyes.
Self-degradation.
So, intelligence we lose. Then, M means mind. Our mind is always disturbed. How to get? That's why you can see the people are searching after searching the internet to get the pornographic movies. So many pictures they will feed the mind with so much garbage that whenever they will see it, that is coming in front of their eyes. So much garbage they put. This internet, you know, this is just like another prostitution house. And you have to, it's so easily available. There you have to think, oh, I'll go, somebody can see me. I'll go in that area. But here, nobody see. Just you go, put some www dot something, and then everything in front of your eyes. So,
And once, yes, but only unfortunately we are not utilizing it beneficially. In IIT Delhi, when I was there, it is my experience that 80% time people sit on utilize the 80% utilization of computers, internet is pornographic movies, pornographic stories, pornographic photographs. This is my personal experience. There was one site in IIT Delhi I saw, of course, it is being recorded, don't give it to IIT. That site was filled with all the pornographic movies and it was available on the local area network. Anyone can access any time and there are hundreds of movies, not one, two. And internet was available in all the rooms. Just imagine what will be the consciousness of the people there. Boys. So this mind, once we feel all these objects in our mind, then it's so strong that those impressions are so strong that it's very difficult to come out of that. And then we cannot remember anything else. As soon as we little mind sees that object, immediately we start recollecting. Data is coming in front of our eyes, yes. Then how will you do a study? When will you do a study? And the anger comes. We forget all the memory. Anger comes. How to get it? How to get it? How to get it? And then you forget that we have exams also. So like that. And then P means physical strength. Physical damage. HIV. AIDS. We don't know that person doesn't have HIV. And people go to the prostitution. And then their life is finished. Apart from HIV, there are so many other diseases which comes when one indulges in this life. Physical strength, own strength goes down. The potency goes down. That's why nowadays people are becoming more important earlier than their age. Even they cannot enjoy sex life. So what is this attraction is making the people mad. It is destroying their whole life. Human form of life is meant for releasing this life also and going back to Godhead. That higher purpose, this such a wonderful apparatus is given, yantra is given for us, machine. And how are we utilizing it? So the T is like that. L means life. We lose our life sometimes. How you know? People commit suicide. In IIT Delhi itself, I have perceived one to two people commit suicide. When I was in my BTEC, I was doing BTEC, one girl committed suicide. She was in the fourth year of electronics engineering. And she was one of the topper in it. Her class, and that girl committed suicide.
Topper.
Yeah. That person with whom she was in affair, he got involved with some other girl. And because that girl died, I was there in the college that next day, the boys did big hangama. You know, they burned the houses of the professors. But what is the real reason of that? That nobody understood. The same thing is continuing still today. Because they don't have this spiritual knowledge. How to solve the problem. Self-control, unless we don't become, we lose everything. And E means, whatever rest, everything else. That we lose. So many things.
Last line is also shaggy.
So this, we forget that death can come at any moment by getting attracted to these false faces, beautiful faces. There is no false, this beauty is not real beauty, this is a false beauty, temporary beauty. Very soon it is going to become a dry fruit. And we are so attached that we are ready to dedicate our whole life for this rest and give up this is important spiritual life. So which duty we should give more preference? Spiritual duties. The second reason I wanted to tell you is that this human form of life is very rare, and in this life only we have facility to go back to Godhead, perform this spiritual activity. Material activity, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, we can do in so many other lifetimes. But the spiritual duties we can perform only in this life. And if we miss this opportunity, then we will not get again this opportunity in another 80 lakhs species of life. So we should understand this important, that this human form of life is so rare, and then in this lifetime we should control our mind and then senses and engage in the spiritual activity and perfect our life in this lifetime. So rarity of this life is also very significant. We should understand that our life is very, very rare. It's not just like cats and dogs' life. Human life is very important.
Prabhuji, sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
Prabhuji, आपने ये sex के बारे में बताया था. Prabhuji, nowadays it is become very it is a very common practice that boys in college they show their मतलब manliness और मतलब ऐसे करके कि masculinity. हाँ. मतलब दे शो पता नहीं समहाउ दे रिलेट मेल सेक्स विद मतलब लाइक दे शो वेरी प्राइड इन
या आई हैव गर्लफ्रेंड्स
भी एंड मतलब जस्ट विद सेक्स दे हैव एसोसिएट प्राइड
दैट्स व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग दैट सी आई हैव 5 गर्लफ्रेंड्स बट व्हाट डज ए पिग हैज हंड्रेड्स ऑफ गर्लफ्रेंड You can say, if somebody says to you, I have 5 girlfriends, then you can say, you can go to the gutter, you ask pig, he has hundreds of girlfriends. So, maybe more than that also. So what is the manliness in this?
In college also, like they pass these comments, sex-related comments, and then they show as if it's very...
Nice,
natural, and like without that, we'll become very dabbu types.
Yes, that's why you can say. You can say this when they tell that I have 5 girlfriends and say that. So, what? Dogs have so many girlfriends. Understand your point? So, a devotee is not like that, he cannot have girlfriends. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told, if we have to produce children, we can produce thousands of children. We have that much potency. They cannot even produce children. They cannot satisfy the women. Because they have lost their potency. Now modern men, just see, they cannot satisfy women. They spoil their life. Even they don't have potency to enjoy the sex life also. One devotee was telling this. This is manliness. No one is man nowadays. They are using so many medicines, Viagra, this and that. Why are they using if they are man? So we should understand. This is a false illusion. They are trapped in the illusion, you know. And that illusion is making them become more and more fool, bigger fool than they were earlier. That's what we have to understand. There is no manliness in this. Manliness means I can control my sexual desire. Just you control and then see how happy you are. I can control and then you top in your class, utilize your time properly and then you can show him your manliness. Or you can become a wonderful devotee, be happy always and then you can show. So see, finally becoming manliness, I am a great personality, but how happy you are, that is the question. How satisfied you are, that is the final goal, na? So what, devotee is satisfied because he is self-controlled. That is the real manliness. Manliness doesn't mean, that is animalness. That is not manliness. Animalness, like animal have so many girlfriends, boyfriends, like that. Understood my point? So they may say, like a fool may say, that I am very intelligent. And other fools will support also. Like nowadays, criminals are getting elected in the elections. Yeah. So we cannot make general principle that all criminals should be made politicians. No. Because today condition is bad, it doesn't mean that always condition will be bad. And bad thing is always only good. I cannot say. Understand my point? Where today's are criminals are becoming politicians, means criminals only should become politicians. You cannot make this rule. Of course, because of some bad conditioning in this Kali Yuga, only those who are fools, they are becoming leaders. They are becoming, they are being known as the great personalities. Though he speak louder, they can be known as great scholars. So what can be done? But it doesn't mean that truth can change. So like that. So these people are like that. And so many fools will be there with them. They will support them also. But what can be done? You know? So intelligent person understand that every mad thinks that other people are mad. I am only intelligent. You know, you go any mad person you find on the road, he thinks that all others are fool. I am only intelligent person. What can we do? So we cannot change such people, but at least we can understand ourselves. We can convince ourselves. We have to think what is good for us, and we have to act in that direction. So that's what. The second, third.
Actually, problem is that we have to actually fool ke saath hi rehna na.
Yeah, of course. So now you are in intelligent among intelligent people. Be in among intelligent people. Create your own area.
Actually, आप जैसे ideas के ideology की बात भी किया जाती है. Ideology भी कोई आदमी एक prove करता है कि वो आदमी इतना famous है, वो इतना famous है, जब तो उनकी चुटिया होता है एकदम से लेकर आया
था. See, the fame comes from within. See, tomorrow you may. When you commit suicide, nobody will come to tell you you are so famous. Like I told you example of that person, he wrote the How to Win Friends, and then he committed suicide. Why he committed suicide? He was very famous personality. That book was also very famous, but how famous he was within, that is the most important point. Externally, I can also say that I am a king. What is the harm in saying that I am king? But how king you are inside? That is the question. Internal satisfaction, internal happiness is something different from externals. You cannot measure that by the externally. You may be big famous person. Particularly nowadays, criminals are famous. So will you become criminal?
No, sir, probably problem is that that type of person, they have to live alone.
They have to
live alone.
Live alone. No, no, we are not alone. See, where are we alone?
We need association.
Yeah, that's what we are talking. Here. Value of association. We are talking. That's why we should be in the association.
Is condition actually, like we go somewhere else, there we are alone. We have facility.
Krishna is always there with you. Don't fear. Prahlad Maharaj was among demons, but he was never alone. Don't worry. So many people are practicing devotional service, and you all have very good opportunity there. So many of you are together, you know. I have been in this DC, I have been in IIT Khadakpur. They have taken one whole hostel, they are staying together. 50-60 boys are staying together. They are practicing Krishna consciousness. It's a matter of time, only 10 boys, now you are 10, another will be 20, 30, and then you will be 40, 50. You are not alone. There are so many clubs, no? Rotaract club. Are they alone? No. They have their own groups. So we'll have association. There are so many associations. We'll have our Krishna Conscious Association, isn't it? So we all are feeling. That's why I was telling this value of association. So your point is right. Unless we don't have this association, we may feel alone. But when we are having this association and this power of knowledge, then we understand that externally somebody may say that he is happy, but internally how happy is, we know. Understand point? That power of knowledge you should understand. And later on that person, when he will fail in his enjoyment, life of enjoyment, then he will come to you and tell, you were right that time. You did right thing in your life. And then that day you will realize that how fool he was. So, we realize the importance. Externally he is saying, I am great, I am great, I am great. But the day he will fail in his life, that day you can see him, that how. Now we can understand through the scriptures, but another thing is we can experience that. But a devotee is intelligent, but he can learn by hearing. So we are hearing. If you can learn from hearing, another thing is to go and experience it and then learn. So let others experience and we should learn from their experiences. So like that, this is what we are doing.
मैं ये पूछना चाहूंगा कि जैसे हमें पता चल गया जैसे कृष्णा मतलब मेन है तो जो भी है
वो टेबल टेक
तो फिर प्रभु जैसे अब हम मेटीरियल लाइफ में रहेंगे जैसे कि मतलब हॉस्टल में जाएंगे या जो स्टडीज है हमारी या जो भी कुछ है तो फिर भगवान के लिए तो पूरा समय डिवोट करना चाहिए ना तो फिर उस चीज को भी अब कैसे किया जाए या तो हम उस चीज को मतलब पूरे छोड़े
नो इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट
भगवान नहीं मिलेंगे ना फिर मतलब ढंग से
नो नो यू कैन गेट इट्स नॉट लाइक श्रील प्रभुपाद वाज द गृहस्थ फैमिली लाइफ
नो
आई एक्सप्लेन यू द डिटेल सी द फाइनली वी हैव टू बिकम कॉन्शियस कृष्णा कॉन्शियस इट डजंट मैटर वेयर आर यू दैट इज वन ऑफ द इम्पोर्टेंट एस्पेक्ट ऑफकोर्स दैट इज ऑल्सो द वे दैट इज वन ऑफ द बेस्ट वे यू कैन से इफ यू आर 100% इन दैट But it doesn't mean that that is only the way. Like, you can even, you are a student, you can be Krishna conscious. Understand my point? That is also the way. And when we are doing 80% or 90%, and then at the time of death, it's very easy to become 100%. But if you are doing 30%, then it's very difficult. So, while being in the job or while being in the student life, you can do a lot. And then, it's very easy to become Krishna conscious at the time of death. And if, when we are doing our best, then Krishna will do the rest at the time of death. Understand my point? So whichever condition of life we are in, we should try to do our best. If our condition of life is that I can do 100%, then we must do 100%. But if our condition of life is that no, I cannot do 100%, I do at 90%, then at least we can do 90%. Somebody can do 30%, he should do 30%. But all of us must do it sincerely. Then third reason is one lifetimes we have this facility. We have to become free from all vices. Like there are so many friends around you will be there. They will be gossiping. They will just like you are telling that people come and show their manliness. The another option is that we can go with them along the crowd, along the flow. But if one lifetime we can protect ourselves from all those things, then a bright future in the Golok Vrindavan Dham is awaiting for us. So one lifetime we have to dedicate ourselves. And then we can, once we go back to Godhead, then there is no more tension, no more anxiety. So top priority is to become Krishna consciousness. And we have to remember all other activities should be centered around Krishna consciousness. All other, it's not like we should do Krishna consciousness, we do not do anything else. We should do Krishna consciousness, but all other activities or other